It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9 and 98.5, mypigradio.com. And JW over there, we got the greater representatives from our greater Texarkana Young Professionals Organization, Caleb
and Rebecca.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, tell us, what is your organization all about?
So we're a relatively new organization in Texarkana that we're trying to help people get plugged into the area, whether that be primarily through networking is our main focus, but we also try to get back to the community through service opportunities. One of the big things that we're changing up this year is our board has selected four different charities throughout the year to support. This first one is going to be the animal shelter. So we actually have an event this Thursday.
They need the help.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, they do.
So our event this Thursday, we're asking people to come out and not only have a good time with food and drink and door prizes, but it's an opportunity to bring donations for the shelter. We'll make sure the shelter gets those.
All right. Tell us about this event specifically this Thursday, where and when it's going to be.
So it's at Silver Star Smokehouse from 5:30 to 7:30 this Thursday. And it's primarily just a networking, social, relax. It's a free event. We're going to have some food, some drinks, door prizes. Like I said, we'll have the donations going. We also have three guest speakers that are going to be there. The Texas side mayor, I can't ever pronounce his last name.
But Brueggemann.
Yeah. That guy.
Yeah, that guy.
He's going to be there. Mike Malone, the president of the chamber, and Joey Martin, who is the chamber board president. They're all going to give a brief speech. I've told them to limit it to 5 minutes, so we'll see how that goes.
No over talk. Now, you told earlier, you said that you don't really have an age limit, even though it's young professional. You kind of like, you said, if you're young at heart. But what's your...
We're past the limit.
He said if you're young at heart. But what would be the general age you're looking for here for young professionals?
21 to 40 is kind of our prime membership. Yeah, but like I said, young at heart, so y'all are both welcome to come out.
He's not young at heart, though. He's old at heart. Now, I'm still pretty young at heart.
He's dark and bitter as well.
Yeah.
Like our coffee.
Johnny Cash of Texarkana.
Like our coffee, that's what it is.
Yeah, so anyone's welcome to come to this, and you're encouraged to come to this on Thursday to get involved. And then I know that in April you got a big Dodge Brawl event going on. That sounds like fun.
This turned out to be a big deal. How many teams do you think are going to be in there?
We're shooting for 20 teams this year.
20 teams.
How many were last year?
We had, I think, 8 last year.
Okay.
Well, that which was a lot from the year before, but. Yeah.
Now tell us about the Dodge Brawl. When it's going to happen? Where it's going to happen?
Yes, sir. So
if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball, JW.
I think I can dodge a ball.
So Dodge Brawl is going to happen on April 4th at the A&M Texarkana campus, the rec center out there. And it's going to be, depending on how many teams we have, dictate how long the event actually lasts. But this event is kind of a new thing for Texarkana. I mean, a lot of groups have golf tournaments and 5Ks, and we're just trying to mix it up a little bit. And Dodge Brawl is kind of a younger man's sport, even though there's plenty of people out there that...
Well,
go ahead, young man.
If you told me, I'm not a younger man, but if you told me,
really
running a 5K or do the dodgeball, I'm doing the dodgeball.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. Over the running.
Oh, go yeah. back to middle school.
If I can't drive, I'm not going.
If he's running, he's got an animal chasing him or something.
Always gonna make sure we run faster than you if you're running.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Y'all stay around with us for a little while because we want to talk about a few things and maybe play a game.
Maybe.
So, yes.
I'd love to.
No, she'd love to. She would absolutely love to.
Put that mic over there in front of her like that. All right, it's the Mavericks. What a crying shame on 103.9, 98.5. It's mypigradio.com. 103.9 and 98.5, mypigradio.com. That's long-haired country boy Charlie Daniels Band. Y'all love all these old songs, don't you?
I listen to y'all every morning.
Do you really?
I really do.
You lie.
I do not.
He's not lying.
I'm not lying.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, there you go. He's our people.
He's used to that.
All right. All right. So we got Dodge Brawl coming up.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about a little bit about how this happens. You put together a team.
How many people are going to be on the team?
So you have a minimum of 6 people on the team, maximum of 10. Mm-hmm. If you want to get registered,
Rebecca, if you want to chime in, you just.
Yeah, by all means, chime in. I mean, she's just sitting over here like a knot on a log.
Yeah.
She's mad about the Facebook Live.
She is. She's very bitter. Y'all probably get along great.
Yeah. Yeah, here, let's swap.
Well, I like his humor.
Yeah. So it says 6 to 10 players.
Yes,
so.
Sir.
Yeah.
So 6 to 10. So you can only have 6 on the court at a time.
Yeah, right. Gotcha. Yes, gotcha.
And the other 4 can serve as kind of like going to get the balls that get off the court and help your teammates
help
out,
them out,
that sort of thing. And
if Water
you
boy.
Have a certain team member that kind of falls down on the job, you can maybe replace them.
Everybody points at me when it's something detrimental. Like, it's like, you know, in case somebody screws up, Jeff.
Yeah, I don't know if you can do it or not. Somebody hits you in the neck, you're liable to just go.
Yeah, I might just die.
Hit the factory reset button on him. And
I'm tender.
Hit him right in that vertebrae.
Which the balls we use are styrofoam. They're not like the rubber ones.
Oh, they're not the real dodgeballs.
Oh, okay. So, well, see, you can do it now. You can get over that fear.
Why are you saying I'm... So at Silver Star Smokehouse, this is coming up next Tuesday. And
Thursday.
It's coming up this Thursday, which would be a couple of days from now.
Oh, it's saying today is Tuesday.
It is. Okay. You're so sharp. Nothing's going to get past you.
Did you run
the Iowa Democratic caucus last night? Is that why,
No, I just
they didn't count the votes.
Wow.
I just considered being a Democrat and look what happened.
They messed it up. Yeah.
No, tell us again, I just wonder why we're doing this again, about Thursday. This is a chance for everybody to kind of get to know the organization a little bit better.
Yes.
And to get a good steak, too, over at Silver Star.
Well, sure. I got good food there.
Yeah. Door prizes, talking about how you can become more involved in the community.
Yes.
Now, and that's the thing we've noticed. You, throughout the years, the greater Texarkana young professionals have been doing a lot of things. You're involved in almost everything downtown, you know, Dine on the Line. I just, everywhere I go, I see that you're just one of the most active groups in our area. How many members are in your organization?
Last year we had 30 active members.
Uh-huh.
We're revamping some things this year, trying to get a better count on people, because I think that 30 is a little bit of a lie. I think it's closer to 50. So, right. The event on Thursday is going to be an opportunity for more people that maybe haven't heard of us to come out, and it's not an obligation to join, but it's a free opportunity, and we're even going to feed you to come out. And
oh, wait
learn
a minute.
More about.
You mean it's a free steak?
I don't know if Donnie's going to have free steaks.
Might be
but...
chicken wings. Yeah, but no, Donnie, he's really a good guy. And he's
and they actually, a little plug for them, they have their... anniversary party on Saturday, so we're encouraging people to come
out
to
at Silver Star.
Mm.
Yes,
well, very good. Criteria for membership.
Like I said, the primary focus we go for is 21 to 40, but young at heart is always acceptable. professional.
You old sons of gun, y'all.
He's well.
Y'all had
disqualified.
Yeah, he's just out.
You had your shot.
Yeah.
Hashtag our time now.
You know that Judd song, Grandpa, tell us about the good old days?
Oh, yes.
Me and Anna sing that to him all the time.
Yeah,
Grandpa.
And they do a terrible job.
Tell us about
the
good old days.
I mean, he's got it right.
21 to 40. To be a member of the Greater Texarkana Young Professionals, you got to exhibit the following qualities, JW.
Okay.
Professional attitude and behavior. Neither you nor Anna are qualified.
I would give you a sign, but it's not appropriate at this time.
That would be very unprofessional of you.
That's right.
Ability to lead. Y'all can do that.
Yeah, we can do that.
Anna's more of a kind of a nag, but it leads you to do what you're doing.
She wouldn't let
you know.
And overall positive attitude. She just might as well stay here. You can go.
Most days I got that. Yeah.
And then professional attitude, or wait, philanthropic. How do you? Add to that
because I got
sorry, I got us. We're running out of time.
And he's using words he can't pronounce.
All tangled up.
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna make it as a young.
Y'all don't want me.
He's all tangled up in the headphone wire.
I'm over here putting on a Three Stooges bit, and I'm sitting by myself. All right, hang around with us because we want to talk a little more about dodgeball, and then we're gonna play a game of our own.
Great.
I think we'll do well.
Super.
Waylon Jennings Wrong on 103.9 and 98.5, mypigradio.com. You got the app, Miss Rebecca?
I don't, but I'll download it right now.
Will you? Okay, yeah, it's My Pig Radio. You got an Apple phone?
Yes, I do.
Well, then it's in the Apple phone thing.
The Apple phone thing?
Yeah, for
the
apps.
App store.
Yeah, the app store.
App store?
I'm Android people, so it's, you know, Google Play for us. You got it?
We'll get it.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to make sure.
He's not as dedicated.
So we've been talking about Dodge Brawl, and we're going to talk more about it, and Miss Anna's going to get some stuff. I know y'all got video from Games Pass, too, so she wants to put together something really neat out there on that. But until then, I want to play a game.
Okay.
So
what you got?
We're going to let Miss Rebecca.
It's a good call.
And you compete against each other.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So I'm going to... I have an ink pen here. Let's see.
Is it tic-tac-toe?
Nope. It's called Yes or BS.
Uh-oh.
Right? It's like true or false.
He's going to say something and it's either true.
It's either yes, true, or BS. Now, you can't look over here. I have to use old man font.
Because he's over 40.
I have to use old man font so I can see it. So I don't want you getting the answers. All right, ready?
Okay.
First question. We're going to talk about some breakfast cereal here. Count Chocula's first name is Alfred. Yes or BS?
I'll go BS.
You're going to say BS?
I'll say BS.
And Rebecca was most certainly sure of that.
She was very sure of that. She probably had something this morning.
Yeah. His name is Alfred.
That's good stuff.
He made his first appearance in 71, along with Frankenberry cereal.
Is that right?
Yeah, you're right. Oh, it was a guess?
You seem so certain.
I thought she knew for sure.
Yeah.
All right. The name of the bird that's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs is Sunny. Yes or BS?
Yes.
He said yes.
Yes? Okay.
He was certain on that one.
Both got it.
So, yeah.
Both got that one.
Certain.
All right.
I didn't even know that.
The name of the Honey Nut Cheerios mascot is Buzz Bee.
BS. Yes.
You think?
All right, we said that basically at the same time. That was BS.
Well, you were both wrong. it was yes. Honey Nut Cheerios been around since 79. Buzz Bee is their mascot. Number four, the Trix Rabbit. His name is Reggie.
BS?
Wow. That's true. You're right.
It's false.
Yeah, it is BS. You got that one.
I'm so confused.
All right. Final question. Final question. Rebecca can get the win. You can tie, and then we'll have to find another question to do. But to break that. But here we go. Final question. Captain Crunch. You know Captain Crunch. His full name is Horatio Magellan Crunch.
I'm gonna say yes.
I'll go opposite.
You'll go opposite. He'll say yes, and I'm going to have to look and see. It is yes.
You tied it.
Yep, tied up.
So we got to have a tiebreaker.
Okay, let's find a tiebreaker game here. Television. How about television?
Sure.
Something on television. or we can have celebrity women who've never had kids.
We could ask another cereal question.
I don't have
I've got one in my head.
Okay, go ahead. Ask the question.
Okay.
Here's the tiebreaker.
Famous commercial before your time, but it may have been, I think it's been played since your time or whatever. Life cereal. Neither one of them wanted to eat it. They said, give it to somebody. He'll eat it. What was that guy's name? Give it to.
That's a good question. Yeah.
Can you come up with a name?
Fred.
John.
All right, we're going to have to give him a hint.
Yeah. Okay, let's try this. I'll try this. Let's give it to...
What's the name of the Sugar Smacks mascot?
Let's give it to Matt. He'll eat it. He'll eat anything. Let's give it to Mike.
It is a frog. What's his name?
Is it Matt?
I don't know, Hoppy.
Is it Matt? Let's give it to Matt. He'll eat anything. Let's give it to Mikey. He'll eat anything.
Mike.
Matt.
All right. Congratulations. Awesome. Caleb is our winner today. Yeah,
well, there was three kids sitting around a bowl of cereal, and they go, it's supposed to be good for you. I don't want to try it. You try it. I don't want to. Let's give it to Mikey. He'll eat anything, and Mikey eats it. And, oh, yeah, it's
and,
good.
And just like that, we brought up stuff that makes us too old for the,
to be in the young,
greater Texarkana young professionals.
I've seen that one before, but I'll take your word for it.
But we do want to talk more. You'll come see us again before the meeting next
sure.
Thursday? Yeah, you'll come by. Set it up with Anna, okay?
Sure.
Thank y'all for coming up here. And the
thank
donuts.
Very much.
JW, you might share with somebody.
Maybe.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.